Hello again, everybody, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and Training Camp Breakdown. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you throughout training camp, breaking down key position battles and focusing on key position groups. None bigger than Jay Cutler, Josh McCown, and Matt Blanchard in the quarterback position with the coaches that are putting in the game plan. Of course, the head coach, Mark Trestman, the play caller and the designer of this offense with offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer, who also doubles as the offensive line coach, and the quarterback coach, Matt Cavanaugh. Give us a little sneak peek at what we're seeing so far in training camp.
Well, they got plenty of experience for these quarterbacks to come and absorb a lot of information. Leading the way is Mark Trestman. He knows this offense better than anybody on this football field. But now he's got to convey that message to all the quarterbacks. And if you look at the way the quarterbacks have played in the first couple days of non-pads, they're picking up the system. They're picking up the terminology. They're getting a better understanding of the timing and the possibilities and the capabilities of this offense. But now you got to put in full motion and full pads. It changes everybody's thinking a little bit because you're getting used to the equipment. You're still getting used to the information, and you're getting fed a lot of information every day. That's why when you look at the performance of these quarterbacks, you have to be impressed because they're getting all the information. When all these other guys, they're only concerned about their position. The quarterback has to know every position on the field.
You always talk in terms of specifics with offense. There's no guessing. You got to know where you got to be and when you got to be there, which leads us to repetition and muscle memory and the constant working on fundamentals. Everything from your footwork to your placement of your hand, where you're throwing the ball, all that matters. And it is something drilled constantly into the quarterbacks. And take us through Jay Cutler, for example.
Well, you get the 5,000 to 10,000 fans that come out here every day, and they may see some drills run by the quarterback that seem pretty monotonous because that's what you have to do. Everything here offensively is repetitiously done. You may have the same footwork to the same easy handoff 50 to 100 times before you ever give it to Matt Forte. You may throw a little side pass to one of your coaches or one of the other quarterbacks before you ever get a chance to throw it to Brandon Marshall. And that's the whole thing with offensive football. It's all repetitiously done, from the offensive line doing one-on-ones over and over to the quarterback doing the same footwork to the same easy handoff they might have done 10,000 times in their life. But then it all starts over when you have a new coach, a new coaching staff, and new terminology. Because like you talked about, the timing isn't exact. It's not a general area. It's an exact spot.
Some of the principles of the offense, West Coast-based, obviously, that we're going to hear a lot about, obviously, are tempo, timing, accuracy, getting rid of the ball quickly, all elements that Mark Trestman wants his quarterbacks to execute and this offense in general to execute. Are you seeing some things they're doing in practice to help expedite that process?
Of course. One thing I see is the coaching of Mark Trestman, because Jay Cutler, Josh McCown, Matt Blanchard, they can call a play in the huddle, approach the line of scrimmage, and Mark Trestman is still shouting out hints and clues for the quarterback in every position to pay attention to. That's incredible when you think about it, because usually the process of thinking stops when the quarterback calls a play in the huddle, then you go and you follow through your assignment. Now Mark Trestman is giving each of these players hints how to better their opportunity to succeed. And it means a lot because they have some intelligent quarterbacks here. And it's not so much the athleticism that's going to prove the ability of the quarterback, it's going to be their mental capabilities. And each one of these quarterbacks are smart. They're very fortunate to work with Trestman, Cromer, and Cavanaugh.
Well, he protected quarterbacks for a living, and we enjoy watching quarterbacks. So that's going to wrap up this version of Training Camp Breakdown. Thanks for joining us. We'll be with you throughout the course of training camp here from Bourbon A. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time on ChicagoBears.com.